Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. Welcome to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Susan Puzio. And our topic today is going to be Paula White and Mike Murdoch Comedy Hour. I was watching on television the other day. I saw Mike Murdoch on Paula White's program, and I just couldn't help myself because of the things that I saw and heard. Anyway, so we're going to go over the false teachings and the con games. It's illegal what they're doing, and I'm hoping that they'll repent or go away, one or the other. So anyway, the chat room is open, so I'll be looking for your comments. And also, this is a live call-in show, so if you would like to call in today, I will be taking your calls. The call-in number is 914-338-1638. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you all. Anyway, my computer was down last week. It was down for about a week, so I wasn't on the air last week, and I had to go through detox and rehab for you know how it is when you don't have your computer. You can't read your emails. You can't find out what's happening. You're kind of lost. That's how it is nowadays when we get addicted to our computers. But it is a blessing, I must say. It's a wonderful way to preach the gospel without having to get on an airplane and travel for hours or drive in your car to go somewhere to preach. So I'm happy and grateful to the Lord for giving me this opportunity. And also, I wanted to let you know that we do have a YouTube channel, and our channel is Jonah, T for Tom 48. So you can go there and look at our videos. They're kind of in the documentary style. I'm still learning, so I try to do the best that I can, and I think the information is the most important thing. Also, we have a website, and that is propheticnews.com. There's some great articles there that will help you grow in your faith. And there's probably many of you out there that are listening or have listened, and you know that these seed faith scams and people like Mike Murdoch and Paula White are false teachers. They're false prophets. I'm not sure Mike Murdoch is even saved. I'm not even sure about Paula at this point, since recently she's been having a psychic on her TV program and also as a guest at her church. I put the word church in quotes. So they have definitely strayed from the faith, and you should be very careful about receiving any teachings from Mike Murdoch or Paula White. There's one other topic that I wanted to mention to you today, and that is about the vaccinations. I wanted to let you all know and be aware of the fact that most childhood vaccines and even some of the adult vaccines, the rabies, some of the hepatitis, some of the flu vaccines, some of the vaccine for shingles. They do contain aborted babies. No one should be vaccinated with such a horrible ingredient. And if you'd like to know more, there is a link on my website, propheticnews.com, which will take you to the exact vaccines and their ingredients. You can also do a search on the internet for vaccines made from abortion. It's my belief that the reason we're seeing such an increase in autism and brain-damaged children is because of these vaccines. No one should be injected with a dead human being, and also with mercury and aluminum and who knows what else. So be aware of that, because God has given you these children, and they can't take care of themselves, so we have to take care of them, and we have to know what's being done to them when we take them to the doctor. So I hope that you will alert others of this information, because I think it's very, very important, and I'm hoping that in the future we can do a program with some people that have also done some articles on the internet and exposés on this fact. So you'll be looking out for that, I hope. And also, we are on the Prophecy Zone Network on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can catch us there. And remember, every Saturday for the time being at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. So I just wanted to remind you of the call-in number is 914-338-1638. If any of you have had any experiences with either Mike Murdoch or Paula White, I'd love to hear from you. While I was watching this program last week, and I took some notes because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I call it the comedy hour, because it is laughable that they actually, these people actually, I don't think they really believe what they're saying. I think their conscience has become seared. And they say that God told me, and the Holy Spirit told me, when we know that if someone is saying that the Holy Spirit told me or God told me and it doesn't line up with God's word, well, God didn't tell them any of that. They're just lying. And the title of the program was Seven Decisions That Decide Your Success. One of the first comments that Paula makes when the show opens is that God has ordained for you to tune in today. And it's not an accident. Well, God didn't ordain me to tune in. I was just tuning in because I wanted to hear what they were saying. And so, no, God did not ordain. God does not ordain people to tune in to Paula White's TV program when she has Mike Murdoch on to con people. God didn't ordain any of that. Then Paula goes on to introduce Mike Murdoch, and she calls him the greatest person, mentor, apostle, teacher, pastor, every label that you could think of, she calls him, continues to flatter him. When God said that we are not to give any man a title, and she also said that we have a date with destiny today. And in other words, we're going to listen to Mike's seven decisions that decide your success, and you will become successful after you listen to these seven decisions, and we're going to sit at his feet so we can progress to the next level. I'm laughing because it's I mean, it's funny. It's serious. It's serious. But it's also funny because it's so ridiculous that no human being is any great one. God allows us to read his book, and we read his book, and we merely quote from his book. So that doesn't make us anything great. We don't have any brilliant ideas on our own, except that, you know, we have God's word, and there's wisdom to be had by reading God's word and knowing God's word. But certainly no human being is any great one, because we all know that we're flawed, even though we're born again, and we still sin, we still miss the mark, and we still need to repent. So we don't put human beings up on a pedestal and make idols out of Bible teachers, because anybody could read the Bible. So also, then Mike Murdoch, he goes on to give his 7 points of 7 decisions that will decide your success, that God has predestined the consequence of our decisions. God has actually predestined the consequence of our decisions. If we make a wrong decision, God has predestined that. And he also says that everything is a seed. Well, you see, he's already preparing you for the end of the program, because Mike Murdoch never gives a teaching without leading you to the end of the program, which is the time when you must sow your seed faith offering, or otherwise give your money to bribe God so that he blesses you. And but actually, God doesn't get the money, because Mike and Paula get the money. So he's leading you up to the end of the program, and he says that wisdom is the seed for change. It's that's your decision that decides wealth. Well, it's always all about wealth and how you can get wealth from God. Really, the main way you get any kind of money is you go to work, you have a job, and maybe you might get some money from an inheritance, or someone might give you a gift, but it's certainly not going to fall out of the sky. And the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Many of us know that's true if you've ever been unemployed. So there's no magic formula for getting God to do things for you. It's the Lord who decides when we're going to be blessed. And some of us know from the past when we were into tithing and that kind of thing, seed sowing. I certainly was for many years, and I haven't been for about 15 years, but I've been saved for 31. So the first 15 years of my Christianity, I was a faithful tither and a faithful seed sower and all that. And I still had went through financial difficulties. That definitely did not solve my financial problems. So the Bible says that we can ask and receive. We don't have to pay the pastor weekly 10% or sow seeds to Mike Murdoch, which there is no biblical basis for money being any type of a seed. It's dead. When you put money in the ground, it doesn't, nothing comes up. You don't get any kind of a growth coming up. It's a dead thing. The seed sowing, seeds in the Word of God is something that's alive. It's the Word of God, which is alive. It's when a man and a woman have a baby. It's also seed, agricultural seed, but it has nothing to do with money. And I did a study for about 3 months one time. I wanted to find out what was the truth about seed sowing and about tithing and about money. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because you'll be amazed at what you find out. When you do the study on the words offering, free will offering, tithing, money, seeds, I took extensive notes. I was dedicated to the fact of finding out what the Word of God really said, so I would know for myself, and then I would be able to let others know what the truth is. When we're born again, we're free. We don't have to, God doesn't have to beat us over the head and demand things from us like, oh, if we don't give God 10%, then he's angry at us and he curses us and he refuses to bless us. That is some kind of a ridiculous God that they portray. And that has nothing to do with the Father God, since the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave. Now that's real love. He gave his only begotten son. So that is the way we are supposed to be in our giving, is to have that heart to want to bless somebody else and not just thinking about ourselves that, oh, I'm bringing my 10% here and I'm giving this so-called seed faith offering to Mike Murdoch, $1,000, and so I'm going to get blessed because I'm doing this. No, that's an act of selfishness. It's not an act of love, and God can't bless that. He's not going to bless your selfishness. I don't care how much money you give. So as we continue on with the program here with Mike Murdoch and Paula White Comedy Hour, Mike says that we are to pursue a common mentor. Well, the word mentor is not in the Bible. We are to be disciples. That word is in there. And I don't really like the word mentor. It's a Greek, I think the word originally comes from it's a Greek word, and it comes from, I think from Odysseus or something like that, where you have a mentor or a teacher. But in the Bible, we are called disciples, and we are to be discipled. And we do have teachers, and we do have people that we can learn from, but they're certainly not mentors. Also, he calls Paula a great life coach. Now, that's a new one, too. Since when is a Bible teacher or a evangelist called a life coach? I never heard of that. And he also gets very serious and complains about false accusations made against him. And recently, you know, that we've had this controversy with Jack Van Impe and TBN, where Jack Van Impe has gone off TBN because he made some comments about Rick Warren and Robert Schuller and this Chrislam, the bringing together of Christianity and Islam. And Paul Crouch didn't like his comments, and so he asked Jack Van Impe to stop mentioning names. And Jack Van Impe refused, but I mean, it's kind of odd because Jack Van Impe says the Pope is a great man and the Catholic Church, and we know that's not true, because if you didn't join the Catholic Church, they murdered you. They actually burned you at the stake. The people that Tyndale and Wycliffe, the Bible translators, one of them was actually burned at the stake. And what was his crime, translating the Bible into the English language? Well, the Catholic Church didn't want people reading the Bible because they didn't want you to know what it said. Then you wouldn't belong to their church because they claim that there's only salvation through their belonging to their church. We know the Bible says that it's by faith that you're saved and not of works, lest any man should boast. So why would any born-again Christian promote a false religious system and a false prophet such as the Pope? So Jack Van Impe I don't believe he's a true brother. And anyway, so this whole thing went on and on, where Jack went off the air, and now Paul Crouch on his behind the scenes program says he wants Jack to come back. And the thing that was really funny to me, and it has to do with this false accusation comment of Mike Murdoch. You can't go to these people personally. You can't call them and set up an appointment to meet with Jack Van Impe or to meet with Paul Crouch or Mike Murdoch to go over some of their false teachings. They will not meet with you. When I came out with an article back in 1997 called The Error of Seed Faith Giving, I sent it to Mike Murdoch, and I wrote him a letter and let him know that what he was teaching was wrong. And anyway, the letter that I received back from him goes like this: "Dear Susan, thrilled to hear from you today. Your pursuit of God is proof of your love for God. God remembers it. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head. God never forgets anyone who celebrates him. Your times of tears matter very much to me. Satan has a strategy." Now, remember, I sent him my article on Sea Faith Giving, and I was telling him that he was teaching false teachings and basically teaching heresy. And the letter I get back says, "My time of tears means very much to him." I never said anything about tears. He sees a breakthrough, and my breakthrough is just beginning. Really looking forward. Listen to this one. "Really looking forward to your next letter, Susan. Be sure to include your telephone number and email address." And the reason that they want your telephone number is Mike is not going to call you personally, but he's going to record a call, and then they call you. I got one of these calls one time from Lester Sumrall. I picked up the phone. They said, "Lester Sumrall wants to talk to you." So I said, "Wow, Lester Sumrall wants to talk to me." And then they play a tape recording, and then they want your email address so that they can solicit donations from you. How many of you are out there and you know that you've called a prayer line and they wouldn't pray for you until you gave them your telephone number and your address, and so that they can put you on the mailing list and solicit donations? So I think some of us have been through that. But anyway, you can see Mike could have cared less about anything I had to say to him, and he never answered my letter, and they will not be held accountable. Either will Paul Crouch. Paul Crouch, if you say anything about him or against any of their teachings or the things they're doing on TBN, he said he wants to shoot those people with a Holy Ghost machine gun, and he won't meet with you to sit down and discuss the heresy and the false teachers that TBN promotes. But yet he says that him and his sons, Matt and I think Paul Jr. is his name, they're sitting there and they're saying, "Well, we simply want Jack to go to Robert Schuller. He should go to them. That's what the Bible says. Go to your brother if you have aught against your brother and sit down with them and tell them what they're doing wrong and discuss it." That's why I say it's laughable, because they're not going to meet with you or me to talk about what they're doing. Oh, but yet they said Jack should do it. And but I guarantee you one thing. Jack Van Impe will be back on TBN, because he's going to miss his donations. I'm sure he was getting big donations from TBN being on. Yes, if you're on TBN, you're reaching multiple millions of people. So you are going to bring in large donations, which most of these people need, because they claim they can't have a ministry without multiple millions of dollars, which isn't true, because anybody can go on YouTube. You can be on YouTube every day and have a TV ministry all over the world, and it doesn't cost you anything. And it's just like on Blog Talk Radio. It's very inexpensive to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we don't have to beg people to give us donations and tell them to send in their seed faith offerings, otherwise we can't preach the gospel. Anybody can preach the gospel. You can stand on the corner and preach the gospel. It's free, so you don't need any money to preach the gospel. Not really. Yes, you need money, you know, if you're in a building, and maybe if you are buying airtime or whatever, you can use some money to do that. But if you're rich and you have your own money, then use your own money. Like, you don't need anybody else's money to do it. And you don't have to beg people. You don't even have to ask people, because God knows what you need. Either we're going to live by faith or we're not going to live by faith. Are we going to live by manipulation and try to enrich ourselves by claiming to be some great ones that are preaching the gospel just because we want somebody's money? It's ridiculous. So we do what we do because we love God and we want to help people. That should always be our motivation. But then, now going back to this program with Mike and Paula, well, right toward the end of the half hour, all of a sudden now, one of the other things that Mike said too on this program was he has so many clothes. He's just got, he sewed $200 one time when he was going to buy clothes. And ever since then, now he has more clothes than he knows what to do with. Everybody's always buying him clothes. And he says that he has $2,000 suits in his closets with the price tag that he's never even worn. So I'm like, well, if you've got $2,000 suits in your closet with the price tag, then why don't you give them away to somebody that can use some suits if you have so many suits? The greed is unbelievable. Then, of course, building up to the end of the program, he claims that the Holy Spirit just spoke to him. And we know the Holy Spirit does not talk like this, so it has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. But Mike claims that there is an elite group of 200 people. Now, he wants you to believe that you're very special. You're an elite group of people on this day, because he claims the Holy Spirit has told him that this group, and it's only a group of 200, so I don't know what happens if more than 200 people give money on that day. Do they offer a refund? I don't think so. But yet he says there's only 200 people that this applies to. And he says that it's the number 3. And then he compares this number 3 to the Trinity. He says, oh, you know, the number 3, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because it's 3 months that you're going to give this money. It's a 90-day seed. It's $200, and you're going to give it for 90 days. At the end of 90 days, and even during the 90 days when you're giving this money, Mike says that you're going to get a turnaround. Yes, you're going to get a turnaround. You're going to get success. And you're going to get blessings, and you're just going to get everything your heart desires after you sow this $200 seed, which is totally ridiculous. It's a lie. It's a con, and it's extortion. And we know that we don't have to give God any money to get God to do things for us. The only reason why they're asking you to do this is because Mike needs some money. Paula needs some money. It has nothing to do with God at all. It just has something to do with greed. And the word extortion, and you can look this up in your Bible if you go to Matthew. And it's Matthew 23:25, but I'm going to first read the that scripture says that you are full of extortion and success. Now this is excess. You are full of extortion and excess, And that's the Lord Jesus speaking. And he's speaking to the Pharisees and the hypocrites that are doing the same thing that Paula White and Mike Murdoch are doing. And the word extortion in the Webster's Dictionary, and it's you can get this dictionary online, the Webster's 1812. It's a great dictionary. And the word extortion is the act of extorting, the act or practice of wrestling anything from a person by force, duress, menace, authority, or by any undue exercise of power. It's an illegal extraction, an illegal compulsion to pay money or to do some other act. Extortion is an offense punishable by law. And it is against the law what they're doing. It's amazing to me that they have not been arrested yet. I don't pray for anybody to be arrested. I don't think I don't want them to be arrested, but they need to stop doing what they're doing. They're getting away with it for now, but I'm telling you, there's coming a day, and there's even you're even hearing about it more and more, where people are suing churches to get their tithe money back, and even asking some of these ministries to give their money back when they don't get what they've promised. And of course, we believe that. It also says in 1 Corinthians 6 that extortioners shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that word is in the Bible, extortion, and there is a reason why it's in the Bible, because Jesus knew that we would have people like Paula White and Mike Murdoch who don't care about you. They don't care about anybody but themselves, and they tell you to sow seeds and God will bless you, when the only person that's getting blessed is Mike Murdoch and Paula White. And both of them live in million-dollar homes, multiple million-dollar homes. They have airplanes, limousines, all kinds of jewelry, and they live an excessive lifestyle off of silly people. The Bible calls, you're at home and you're listening to this program, and then you forget what the Word of God says. If you listen to these people long enough, it's very seductive, and they seduce you into sowing these seeds. And I know myself, because I had given a seed faith gift in the early 1990s. To Mike Murdoch when he came to our church in Cleveland, Tennessee. And I was taken over by it. And I know how easy it is. Now, that was back in 1992. It was a long time ago. And it was the wrong thing to do, and I realized that later. When I realized what he was doing to people and how he was using people and he was making merchandise of God's people, it was very, very disturbing. And we need to see put a stop to it. And so the best way to put a stop to it is to expose it and to tell people what it is. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7 that when we give, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. That means that you make the decision what you're going to give. So let him give, not grudgingly. The word grudgingly means not because you have to. That means you don't have to give 10%. You don't have to sow seeds. You just have to ask. Many of you are parents, and you know that when your child needs something, they ask you and you give it to them. They don't have to pay you off or sow a seed into your ministry or anything like that. So how much more, why do we want to think that God is any different, that God is sitting up there? And Mike likes to say, when you let go of what's in your hand, God will let go of what's in his. Well, first of all, God doesn't have any money in his hand. He doesn't have any money in heaven. They don't need it. And what is he going to do with filthy lucre? No, he doesn't need any money. You need money. And God's not looking at you down from heaven and saying, But, I mean, just think about it logically for a minute. Think about what you're doing. Do you think that actually Almighty God is looking down from heaven and he sees that you have money in your hand and you're letting go of it to Mike Murdoch or Paul DeWitt, and then God actually gets excited when he sees that and he says, well, now that they've given their money to Mike Murdoch and Paul DeWitt, now I have to give them some money. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Think about what you're doing. It doesn't even make any sense. And I know myself, when I was a young Christian, and I was trying to please God, or I thought I was trying to please God, and I was trying to do the right thing, and I was trying to sow my seeds and do my tithing and all my works, and I was laboring. Oh, how can I please God? And you please God by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So what does faith do? Faith is. Faith is. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we hope and we pray that God will meet our needs, and we ask and we receive, and we rest in God, and that's what we do. That's what faith is. It's not this whole ridiculous, all these ridiculous teachings, and they have all these seminars, and they have all these books. And I'm not opposed to people writing a book and selling a book, because the Bible says a workman is worthy of their hire. I don't know if any of you have written a book. I've written some small books. It takes a lot of work to write a book, and I certainly believe that you're entitled to earn some money from your labor. Now, the Bible also says that, I wanted to read a couple scriptures about rebuking, because some people say, well, why? You're causing division and you're judging people. And yes, I am judging, and I can judge. The Bible says that, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Yes, I can judge when somebody is a false teacher, and I can judge that they are abusing God's word. Yes, I can judge that. Titus 1:13 says, this witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Titus 2:15, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. 1 Timothy 5:20 says, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Thessalonians 3:6, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which ye received of us. So you see here that the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:6 that if it is a brother, and I'm not sure Mike Murdoch is a brother or Paula is a sister, but you are to withdraw yourselves from that person. 1 Timothy 6:5 says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. So I say run for your life. You know, if Mike Murdoch's coming to town, or you see Mike Murdoch or Paula DeWitt on TV, if you're not watching it just to get some information to challenge what they're saying, then run for your life. Withdraw yourself from that person. That's what the Bible says. So whose report are you going to believe today? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe Mike Murdoch and Paula DeWitt and their false teaching? Because Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, when your heart is pure and you give for the right reasons, God will honor that because you gave out of a pure motive, not because you want something in return. God will not honor that. He can't. You know, God can't go against his word. So we have to do things by the word of God. Also in Jeremiah 22:13, the Bible says, "Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work." So the Bible says we're supposed to pay people when they work. And you see a lot of these ministries, they always want people to volunteer. And I have nothing against volunteering, but it goes on and on and on. And I was even like that one time. I went to work for a ministry. I worked there for 9 months. And in that 9 month period, they gave me one offering, and it was $200. And I was supposed to think to myself that I was working and I was proving myself and I was showing myself faithful, so I was going to get some kind of a promotion from this ministry. But actually, it was really foolish. And you're not supposed to take advantage of people. And these ministries, they take advantage of you while they live large and you live small. Oh, dear. There's just so much we can talk about, and especially in the area of finances. I have pages and pages of notes here, but let me read these scriptures. Luke 11:42, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees when they bragged about their tithing. He didn't say, "Nice little Pharisees, you gave or sowed a seed, so I must bless you." Jesus said, "But woe unto you Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Now this is Jesus talking. "For ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." Matthew 23:25. So Jesus said it like it is, and we say it like it is, and we hope that you'll do your Bible study and you'll find out for yourself what the Word of God says. Because I know some of the YouTube videos that I have up, I get all these crazy comments from people. "Oh, don't judge." And the Bible says we're supposed to sow seeds and we're supposed to tithe, when the Bible doesn't even say that. I don't know where they get this stuff from, because they never read the Bible for themselves. I'm telling you, I believed this stuff myself at one time because I didn't take the time. I was a fervent student of the Word of God. I was a Bible teacher. I traveled to many countries of the world, and I held hundreds of services myself. And I studied the Bible, but there were certain things that I didn't spend a lot of time studying, and that was tithing and giving. And when I did that, I found out the truth for myself. And that's the way you're going to find out, is if you study God's word for yourself and be responsible for what it says, and you can be free, because Jesus Christ died and rose again, and we are free, so we don't have to be in bondage to people. I just want to let you know today that Jesus Christ does love you, and he has provided a free gift for you, and it's the free gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. Salvation is simple. It's not hard. All you have to do is get down on your knees, cry out to Jesus, ask him if he's real. Ask him to come into your life and change your life. He believe that he died and rose again, and he died for your sins. He's a Savior. He's a Redeemer. He forgives you of your sins. He when you repent and ask God to forgive you, he will forget all about your old life. I know what it is. I've been there. My old life was messed up. It was some kind of messed up, stupid life. But then when Jesus Christ came into my life, he changed my life. He made something beautiful out of it. And he can do that for you today. You don't have to be addicted to drugs, sex, alcohol, and the rest of that mess. You can have a beautiful life. Yes, it's a wonderful life, knowing Jesus. Give your life to him today. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And tune in again next week, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is Susan.